Welcome to Holistic Moms. I'm your host, Shan Wright. Okay, so as moms, we are always trying to do more than one thing at a time. Am I right? You've got the laundry going, the 7-year-old's reading, the 3-year-old's coloring, you're wearing the baby, you're listening to something, you're stirring noodles on the stove. I mean, you're just doing it all. You feel like super mom, right? And that's because no one's crying or fighting at the moment. Well, I actually have some multitask secrets for you that are not for your home or your family, because you're super good at that already. But these are for your body, for you, that if you implemented these things, you can knock out several wellness areas all at once. And this would mean less stress and more peace. You ready? Let's go.
Today's episode is brought to you by my OG, my number one for fat loss that 100% expedited my 30-pound postpartum transformation. It's literally liquid gold. Just 1 tablespoon each morning is helping to inhibit fat storage, shrink fat cells, develop lean muscles, support fat metabolism, restore youthful skin, support joint, muscle, and connective tissue health, support healthy hair, nails, gums, and eyes. It has zero sugar, 5 decadent flavors to choose from. Add it to a sensible diet for your best results. Take it alone or amp up results with supporting products. Click the link in the show notes for product details and coupon attached to get started at a discounted price. Here's to the kitchen sink of physical wellness, mama.
You're tuning in today because you want to know how to live with less stress and more peace. We all do, right? Yes and amen to more peace. But peace, it actually seems out of reach. You would feel more peace if the house wasn't a disaster, if the dinner was already done, if the kids weren't fighting, if there was just less noise overall, and maybe you got a little time to yourself. Even if it was in the bathroom. I know. Friend, I have been there, and I might not be able to give you all of your bathroom trips alone, but I can share with you tools and strategies I learned to decrease the anxiety of that day-to-day busy mom life and to find more time. Mama, it really is possible to enjoy these busy days and have peace, joy, health, and be productive all at the same time. I'm going to show you how in a 45-minute workshop next week. Believe me, it will be well worth your time that we are going to steal back. And logistically, that time of the workshop, it might not work for you, but please sign up anyway. That way you're going to get the recording in your inbox and you can watch it on your own time. Go right now to www.theshanwright.com/time. I know you have been praying for peace and how to do it all. Well, let me help you find that peace that you have been praying for. Go right now. I cannot wait. It's going to be super fun. And mama, you need this, okay? So let's do it together. Let's walk out in courage together. Go right now and sign up www.theshanwright.com/time. I'll see you there. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to 4, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. I've always been one that has liked to get many things done at the same time. Maybe you can relate. But the truth is, multitasking has been proven to not be the best. Research shows that it actually can be less efficient, cause more internal stress, especially on the brain. It decreases productivity, reduces your speed of getting something done, impairs memory and function, and reduces creativity. I mean, I could go on. It's proven research not to be good, but we try to do it anyway over and over. But in the contrary, today I have three secrets that have helped me get healthy holistically. So several areas at once. So your multitasking, your wellness areas, if you will. And these are big time savers. So we're actually going to cut back on the time. We're going to find more time to attack more of our wellness areas and to treat them and to fill them up. I did all three of these secrets in postpartum season with infants and toddlers when my anxiety was at its highest. These not only helped me get in check mentally, but also physically, emotionally, socially, and spiritually as well. So this is my story. I share these because they have been my secrets. And like all good friends do, I'm sharing my secrets with you. Okay, so the first one is group fitness. Okay, so I grew up an athlete, and that means I was on a lot of different teams, and team sports are my favorite for connection and bonding and growth and friendship. You just learn so much on a team sport. I pray that my kids find the same. But as an adult, it's kind of hard to find teams, right? I mean, we can find teams in other ways, but a sports team is kind of hard. And let me introduce your new team as your gym class. I was actually really reluctant in this. So if you just spoke back to me and said, nope, not for me, group fitness is not my jam and not going to do that. Just hear me out, okay? It all started with walking with my neighbors. So really simply, right? Walked with some friends, neighbors. So we're all at the same spot. And we would walk or run early morning before the kids even woke up. These early morning walks actually turned into quite the therapy sessions. They fueled me so well for going back into my house when they were over, which I never wanted them to end. I loved them for so many years, and I still do when I get to steal one here and there. So maybe for you, you have two or three neighbors, and you can all commit to doing this together, and you can text each other. You can say, hey, want to go for a walk in the morning? We're going to go at 5:30. And they're going to say, what? And you're going to say, no, we can do it. We're going to do it before the kids are up, and it's going to be so good for us. So that might be your group fitness. And if it is, go do it. Please send the text, get them together, rally the troops. But for me, that season ran out in the year of 2020. So many things changed that year, including my need to find how I was now going to get my body back. This was my fourth and final pregnancy, and I needed some help. I needed some real good help. I knew some friends that were going to this new gym, and they were having a special. So I signed up for the 4-week special. I absolutely loved it. It was, you know, June 2020. So I was in the thick of life. Actually, to be honest, that was a super, super hard season for me. So one of the main reasons that group fitness was so helpful was because it just got me out of the house. And it was 45 minutes. So it was long enough for my body and mind, but short enough to get back to the house and feed the baby before, you know, the baby was screaming. It was really encouraging. There was people of all shapes, sizes, ages. It just is such a great community of friends and people that you can walk in and just feel encouraged and pushed in good ways that your body can get to. I had been out of shape for so long, so it actually pushed my body in all the right ways to advance my health, advance my wellness, advance me physically, and that was what I needed. So for me, at this time, this group fitness brought peace to my physical, mental, emotional, and social wellness. But it kind of put a strain on my financial wellness, which leads me right into secret number two, clean supplements. Okay, so again, hear me out. I have never invested into my wellness in that way before this season. I would just say, okay, I need to feel better physically. I'm going to eat really good. I'm going to work out as hard as I can. I'm going to do it all the free way, right? Like, financial strain was not something I was looking into. I was not looking into a financial investment when I knew there were things that I could do on my own that were free. I'm going to go run 10 miles, but I am not going to spend money on myself. But again, good old 2020 brought so many things, right, to the surface, and things changed. In very hard seasons, things have to change. They sometimes change when we don't want them to, and change in ways that we don't want them to or give permission to, but they just do. And so you have to adjust and adapt, and you need to find peace in all of it. And so I was in that season, very, very anxious. I needed to find peace. So I was looking, pursuing with God, what ways can I find peace right now, right? And so talking to a friend, right? I'm talking to a friend, and she shared with me what happened to her in postpartum by taking this one supplement. I had an open mind. I'm like, I need peace right now. She's telling me this brought her peace physically and mentally. Okay, let me at least look into it. So as a nurse, I looked into it. I did my good old check of the science and the backing and the research, and it checked out. So I decided, okay, I'm gonna do this one-time investment. That was huge for me. Actually, investing in something financially is a huge accountability for me. Now, talking about accountability for a second, like, that's not an accountability factor for everyone. I have my little secret codes of accountability, and investing financially is not always something that works for everyone. Sometimes it's investing time. And once someone invests some time into something, that is big accountability for them. For me, it was a financial investment. But I don't know what it is for you. And there is science and research to accountability and how effective it is when you tell someone, or when you commit to something, or when you write it down, or when you set a timeline. There is science in what that does as far as it working, how it affects our brain, and how it affects the results, which that's what we want, right? Like, right in this scenario for me, I wanted results in my body. I wanted to feel good and to, yeah, really, I wanted peace and to feel good inside. And that was my goal. Well, how was I going to get there? I was going to do this one thing. I decided to do this one thing, take this clean supplement, right? And that was my action. But what was holding me accountable actually taking it? I purchased it. I invested. What was holding me accountable to actually taking it? For me, it was the investment and the goal, the end result. But for others, that's not always the case. It's they need that coach. They need that someone to stay by their side and help them through each step. Because, you know, 2 weeks in of taking it every day, maybe you're like, I don't know, like, I'm not really seeing anything. Nothing's changing in the mirror. I'm not, like, the pounds aren't dropping off on the scale. And you start to get discouraged. Or maybe it's something completely different. And you have a goal to just spend more time with God in the morning, and you want to get up before the kids wake up, and you want to set that time aside, and you're going to start with 15 minutes, and you're just going to commit to it. You've committed to God. You told him, I'm going to do this, but the baby was up last night and you didn't get solid sleep. And so when that alarm goes off, you're really tired and you just can't do it today. So maybe tomorrow. Okay, God, you're not going to be mad at me. I'm going to spend time with you later today. And then tomorrow I'm going to do it. So then tomorrow comes and you actually went to bed too late. So then you can't get up in the morning again. Your alarm goes off and it just seems too early again. You need that few extra minutes of sleep. So you turn it off and, you know, just doesn't happen again. Well, let's try tomorrow. Well, the next day you actually went to bed early and you get up and you actually get up when your alarm goes off. But then you go downstairs and you get settled and then a kid wakes up and then you get interrupted and then it's just gone again. So you want to commit to spending more time with God, but it's just not working out and like your results aren't happening and you're not feeling that peace that you should feel by spending time with God because you're actually not getting to spend time with Him. And why isn't this working? Okay, so no matter what your goal is, we have to have these intentional actions. In order to stick with our intentional actions, we need that accountability. We need someone, something to hold us accountable. The best accountability out there is someone that's going to hold you, a person that's going to hold you accountable and then check in with you. Hold your hand along the way, if you will. Like find you and say, you know, did you meet with God today? Okay, we're going to do better tomorrow. Actually, let's do these things to put it in action that we to plan out so that we will be able to have it tomorrow. So they will coach you along the way, hold your hand, be there to help you to get the result that you want because they want it just as much as you do. That is an accountability coach. That is what I do. That is what I am. I love that. It actually so encourages me to help someone get to their goal and to get to their result. I want that so much for you, no matter what your goal is. It can be any wellness goal. So if that sounds like something that you need, you can book me today for a coaching session at bit.ly/ShanWright, ShanWright. I spell my name so fast, I forgot the letters. bit.ly/ShanWright. Book me for a coaching call today because I would love to be your accountability bestie. Okay, back to secret number two. I would take my one supplement that I invested in, and it was a tablespoon. I would take this one tablespoon, and I would think, that's all? That's all I got to do? I don't got to do anything else? I mean, I got a million things to do right now. I got to feed the baby. I got to get the other kids dressed. I got to go to the gym that I committed to, or I got to work out in some way. I got to eat. The kids have to eat. I got to clean. The house is a mess. Like, there's so much I have to do. For my health, physical wellness right now, am I just taking this one tablespoon? Okay, fine. I can do that. I did it. Yay. Well, what else can I do to make it work even better? Because that took seconds. So what else can I do to help this work better? Well, maybe I won't have that ice cream that I'm thinking of, and instead I'll have some Greek yogurt and it'll taste like ice cream. It'll feel like I'm eating ice cream. I'll put it in the freezer even. I was actually doing things like taking other steps because that one tablespoon was so easy. It actually encouraged me to do the other things that I might have time for or might just like substitute to make it work even better. Like that's how much it encouraged me and it inspired me. I ended up feeling so good after that 1 month of taking it that I was talking about it. People were asking me like, you look good. You look like you have a lot of energy. Didn't you just have your fourth baby? I'm like, yeah, I actually feel really good. So I ended up sharing it with others and this led me to getting another bottle for free. Yes. Free. And after 16 weeks of taking this one tablespoon, I lost all the baby weight. Can you believe it? So this one tablespoon that took seconds to take helped me physically. And you know that physical wellness, when you feel good, when you have that feeling of energy and excitement and that you're actually making headway on your physical goals, that leads to so much mental and emotional peace, right? Those feelings, all that emotional wellness just subsides. Like the angst of not feeling good, the inflammation that you feel that leads to stress is just gone. And it helps socially. I was excited to like go out with this new energy and meet up with my friends and even at the park or play dates. And then I shared it. So it was actually a financial blessing and led to financial wellness as well. And because of sharing it, I was able to get that gym membership to that group fitness gym that I wanted to go to. So when we pursue peace in one area, it flows. It's like peace is like a river. It flows into the other areas. All right. So the third secret also helps financially, socially, and mentally. It's meal prepping. Yeah, that might sound like completely off topic, but this was huge for me. So I used to be a part of a freezer meal club. Yeah, this actually started in MOPS and we added friends here and there and continued it even when we weren't in MOPS. And it was a huge time saver, life saver in postpartum or just in unexpected busy weeks or for that family that has sports and activities every night. It is just so huge in a lot of different ways. And it's so easy. It's so easy. We would get together in one kitchen, so go over to some one person's house, have all the ingredients for 7 to 8 meals, and prep them in freezer bags. Ideally, they would go in the freezer, but you could have some in the fridge that you could use within the week, so they can be in different kind of containers. So socially, it was so fun. Financially, we would really try and keep the price around like $40. Like it was so affordable. And if you thought about all the money you were saving, well, I mean, we didn't even do all that math, but we just knew. The person actually, you can do this in a lot of different ways. But for us, we had one person do all the shopping and they would typically try and find the best prices, the best deals at, you know, shop around. So it kind of was fun and more difficult to be the host. But it was, we all took our turns and we did that and chose the recipe so that one person, and obviously there's allergies and different things you can adjust, but we had the best time. Like it helped with friendships, it formed those friendships. And again, we would come home with so many meals for the family and these were large meals. So they would go in the crock pot typically. Since doing this, there's now the air fryer, the Instant Pot, there's all these other things, but we would put them in the crock pot and you would put it in the beginning of the day. And then all you would have to do at night was maybe like before dinner, maybe prep some rice or noodles or a salad or something to go with it. So convenient. Freezer meals are so fun. We're actually going to get started with this with with another group. And I'm really excited because as I was thinking about this, thinking back to time, because then once you go to meal prep or plan for the week, you're like, oh, I have 2 meals in the freezer. We can have one here and then leftovers here. And then like sometimes it was just a lot of meat or like a protein. And so it could be put in 3 different meals. So you have 1 meal that you made, but it actually goes into 3 different meals for the night, for the week. So huge, right? Like, I know you're excited about that because if we can get meals under control, that will just give us so much more peace during our busy week, especially those busy hours of the day. Okay, so that one has helped me in so many different seasons at so many different times. All right, there we go. Those are my 3 secrets. To recap, we have 1 is group fitness. Yep, be open, give it a try. 2 is taking clean supplements. And I'm actually going to post the one that I took in the show notes. So if you want to check that out. And then 3 is meal prepping. So again, you could do this on your own, but why? Add in the multitask of adding social wellness into your meal prep and do it with friends. Even if you just invited one friend over, your neighbor, your next door neighbor, and y'all did it together, that would add in that social wellness and mental and emotional, like it would just add in so much to getting your week ready for your family. So you know what? I need to do that too. We need to get this meal prep going. It's so fun. Okay, so those are my three. I hope that helped you today. I hope that blessed you. Until next time, may God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Shalom, shalom. Hey, Wellness Warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at @TheShanWright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.